下午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon service.
我们这个下午的题目是圣殿的荣光。
Today's topic is the glory of the Holy Temple.
这个题目我们可能会觉得非常的熟悉。
We might think that this topic seems very familiar.
是的，因为我们在灵恩会的祷告会当中也用了这个题目。
This is because this topic was spoken of during our past event, special convocation.
所以我们今天还是要用一样的这一段，然后呢，把上次没有分享的把它讲完。
I will continue to share on this topic.What I have not finished sharing.
我们请翻到历代志下的第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
历代志下第七章。
2 Chronicles chapter 7.
第七章的第一节。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
历代志下第七章第一节。
2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1.
所罗门祈祷已毕，就有火从天上降下来。烧尽燔祭和别的祭，神的荣光充满了这殿。第二节
，verse two，
因神的荣光充满神的殿，所以祭司不能进殿。第三节
，three，
那火降下，神的荣光在殿上的时候，以色列人看见，就在铺石地俯伏叩拜，称谢神，说神本为善，他的慈爱。永远长存。我们在这里看到历史当中非常重要的一件事。
We see a very important event in history.
就是所罗门为神建造圣殿。
That is Solomon dedicating the temple.
并且将这个圣殿献给神。
He built the temple and dedicated it to God.
在这里讲说，在这一场的聚会当中。
During the service,
神从天上降火下来。
God sent fire down.
神的能力显明。
God's power was manifested.
神的荣耀充满了圣殿。
His glory filled the temple.
因为神是喜悦的。
Because God was pleased.
所以我们在这里看到神接纳了所罗门的圣殿。
Here we see that God accepted Solomon's sacrifice.
并且以他的荣光充满了这殿。
He filled the temple with his glory.
我们希望也能够看到神的荣光在我们当中显扬。
We also hope that God will manifest his glory among us.
我们希望看到神的火从天上降下，他的能力与我们同在。
We wish that God will send fire down from heaven and that his power will be with us.
但是我们想要在神的殿中看见荣耀。
But if we wish to see the glory of God,
我们想要在侍奉当中看到神的能力。
If we wish to see God's power,
是有一些要求跟条件的。
There are some prerequisites.
所以在上一次的祷告会当中，
In the previous prayer,
我们讲到说，你要怎么样才能够看到神的荣耀在神的殿中显现？
We discuss what we should do so that we can see God'sThe manifestation of God's power.
第一个要求就是一定要祷告。
The first prerequisite is that we must pray.
这里讲说所罗门祷告完了。
Here records that after Solomon finished praying,
神的荣耀显现了。
The glory of God was manifested.
火从天上降下来了。
And fire came down from heaven.
没有祷告就没有神的能力。
Without prayer, we will not see the power of God.
没有祷告就看不到神的荣耀。
Without prayer, we will not see His glory.
有时候我们觉得祷告非常的消极 passive.
Sometimes we think that prayer is very passive.
却不知道说祷告是信仰路上最大的力量。
Yet we overlook the fact that prayer is the greatest source of power.
很多时候，当我们遇到了困难。
Many times when we encounter tribulations,
我们第一个想到的就是我要找这个人，找那个人来帮忙我。
The first thing we think of is who we should look for.
我要用这个方法，用那个方法来解决我的问题。
What methods we should use to overcome our problem?
但是如果你清楚的认识。
But if you have an understanding,
你的神是全能的神。
If you have an understanding that God is Almighty,
你只要向他祈求，没有他不能解决的问题。
If you call out to him, there is no problem that he cannot solve for you.
他是你所有生命问题的答案。
He is the answer to all the the problems and questions you have in life,
你就不会觉得祷告没有用或祷告非常的消极。
Then you will not think that prayer is useless or very passive.
哦，所以生命的问题要解决的关键在哪里？
What is the key to solving life's problems?
就是你的祷告能不能达到神的面前。
It is whether or not your prayer reaches God.
当以色列人在埃及地，
When the Israelites were in Egypt,
他们是埃及的奴隶，
they were slaves,
而且没有盼望，
they had no hope,
生下来是奴隶，死了还是奴隶，
they were born slaves and died slaves,
没有自由，没有任何的尊严，
they had no freedom or
dignity. 在那个时候，埃及是世界最强的国家。
At that time, Egypt was the strongest nation.
哦，所以按照他们的观，按照埃及人来说，他怎么可能让你以色列人离开呢？
And according, if we think of it from their perspective, it's impossible for the Egyptians to let go of the Israelites.
数百万免费的奴隶。
You have over millions of free slaves.
啊，为什么我要让你离开？
Why should I allow you to leave?
啊，所以按照人来看，他们是不可能有机会得到自由的。
From man's perspective, there is no way that they would be freed.
啊，但是在出埃及记的第一章告诉我们，
But in Exodus chapter 2, it tells us, 他
说以色列人的哀声啊，哭声到了天上啊。
Says the cries of the Israelites reach God.
哦，所以神说，我听见，我看见，我下来，我要拯救。
God said, I have heard, and I will come down and deliver my people.
哦，所以当神出手拯救
，When God extended His hand,
在不可能当中一样拯救了以色列人。
He delivered His people from an impossible circumstance.
哦，他为他们降下十大灾殃。
And he sent down 10 plagues.
为他们分开红海。
He split the Red Sea for them.
带领他的百姓走过红海，进入旷野。
He led his people through the Red Sea and into the wilderness.
哦，所以他们的问题唯一解决的方法就是神出手，一切问题就解决了。
And their problems were solved immediately when God extended His hand.
在人看来不可能的，在神看来非常简单。
What is impossible with man is very easy for God.
所以今天教会要看到神的荣耀。
Today, if the church wishes to see God's glory,
圣工要发展，有神从天上降火下来。
If the holy work is to be prospered,
它的关键从来不是我们有多少的专家，有多少的财富。
The key does not lie in how many professionals we have, or how much wealth
we have, 或者是有多少有经验的工人，
or how much experience our workers have.
要让天火降下来，这里说你祷告，祷告你就看得到了。
For fire to come down from heaven, we must pray.
要解决你生命当中的问题，你祷告，祷告你就看得到答案。
To resolve the issues of life, you must find an answer through prayer.
哦，所以我们上次有谈到要看到荣耀，第一个要会祷告。
We have mentioned that in order to see glory, we must pray.
那第二个，我们谈到要献祭。
Secondly, we had mentioned that we must offer sacrifice.
在第七章的第一节。
In chapter 7, verse 1.
他说有火从天上降下来，烧尽了燔祭和别的祭。
Fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices.
就是说，如果没有燔祭，
without the burnt offering,
就没有火从天上下来。
There would not have been fire.
没有什么好烧的，为什么要从天上下来呢？
If there is nothing to burn, why should fire come down?
所以第二个，我们要看到神的荣耀跟能力。
Secondly, if we wish to see God's power and His glory,
就要献祭来让神感到喜悦。
We must please God by offering sacrifice.
哦，所以我们有提到说，在旧约，神吩咐以色列百姓。
In the Old Testament, God commanded His people.
说人不可空手朝见神。
That men should not come before God empty-handed.
那我们每个人来到神的面前也不可以空手。
Each one of us should also not come empty-handed.
每一次来到教会，我们都要问问自己。
Each time we come to church, we must ask ourselves.
说今天来，我为神带来什么？
Today when I came, what did I bring God?
我要将什么献给我的神？
What shall I offer to my God?
在加拉太书里面有讲到圣灵的果子。
In Galatians, it mentions the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
要结出圣灵的果子，让神感到喜悦。
We must bear the fruit so that it would please God.
因为我们的主会来到我们身边，看看你有没有结果子啊。
Because a God of heaven will come down among us to see if we have borne fruit.
路加福音里面告诉我们，
In the book of Luke, it tells us.
他说啊，当主人来到园中，看一看这一棵果树。
When the master comes into his garden and looks upon his fruit trees.
结果看，哎，怎么没有长果子呢？
He wonders why the fruit have not borne fruit.
他说啊，
the trees have not borne fruit.
去年来也没有，今年来还是没有。
They did not bear fruit last year, nor did they bear fruit this year.
主人就说啊，不要浪费土地了，砍掉丢掉吧。
The master will say, we shall not waste this land, we shall cut off this tree and throw it aside.
一个基督徒如果信了主之后不会结果子，
If a Christian does not bear fruit after believing,
生命不会改变，
If his life is not transformed,
不能够让人因为你来荣耀神，
If he cannot glorify God through his life,
到最后就是被砍掉丢到火里烧的命而已啊。
His life will be worth nothing more than to be cut off and burned.
那所以我们今天每一个人都要结果子。
Each one of us today must also bear fruit.
使我们每个星期来到神的面前都能够呈现果子来献给他。
So that each week we can present our fruit before him.
今天的我比上个星期的我更好。
The me today is better than I was when last week.
这个星期的我为主耶稣做工传扬福音。
This week I preached and I did works for my God.
在我家中我照管我的儿女，使他们敬虔认识神。
I watched over my children and I taught them to be godly people.
每一个星期都有美好的果实来献给我们天上的神。
We shall have fruit that we have borne and present it before God each week.
所以没有献祭就没有能力。
Without sacrifice, there is no power.
没有付出就看不到神的恩典。
Without sacrifice, we cannot see the grace of God.
所以要看到神的荣光在他的殿中。
In order to see the glory of God in his temple,
我们要会祷告。
We must know how to pray.
我们要肯献祭。
We must be willing to offer.
那第三个要求哦。
The third prerequisite.
我们看回来历代志下的第六章。
Is recorded in chapter 7, verse 6.
历代志下的第六章第四十一节
chapter 6, verse 41.
六章的四十一节
chapter 6, verse 41.
主神啊，求你起来，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。主神啊，愿你的祭司披上救恩，愿你的圣名蒙福欢乐。四十二节
42.
主神啊，求你不要厌弃你的受膏者，要纪念向你仆人大卫所施的慈爱。这里是所罗门的祷告词。
Here records the content of Solomon's prayer.
啊，当所罗门要把这个圣殿献给神。
When Solomon was about to dedicate the temple,
他做了一个很长的祷告。
He made a long prayer.
我们都知道所罗门是一个大有智慧的君王。
We all know that Solomon was a wise king.
哦，圣经里面讲说所罗门做箴言三千句啊。
We know that Solomon wrote 3,000 proverbs.
哦，他说从天上飞的、地上爬的、海中游的，所罗门没有什么不知道的。
Solomon knew everything from within the lands and the seas.
所以啊，如果我们从圣经上面的来看，所罗门可能是人类历史当中最聪明的一个君王啊。
According to the Bible, Solomon would have been one of the wisest people who ever lived on earth.
所以他做了一篇非常优美的祷告词。
And he made a very beautiful prayer.
用这个美妙的词藻堆砌的文字来创造一篇很美的祷告。
He used his eloquence and flowery words to create such a beautiful prayer.
但是你看哦，他一直祷，一直祷，一直祷都没有反应啊。
But he continued praying, and there was nothing that happened.
甚至到四十二节，所罗门说：“神啊，求你不要抛弃你的受膏者啊，厌弃你的受膏者啊。”
In verse 42, he asked God not to turn away.
虽然有很多很美丽的词汇。
Although he uses beautiful words,
但是神都没有反应，他的祷告神都没有反应。
God did not react.
但是当他说求你纪念你仆人大卫啊。
When Solomon mentioned to asking God to remember the mercies of his servant David.
圣经里面这里讲说神的荣光瞬间充满了他的圣殿啊。
The Bible says that the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
神的火就从天上降下来，来烧尽了一切的祭物。
Fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering.
圣殿是谁盖的？
Who built this temple?
圣殿的工作是所罗门花了七年的时间盖的。
It was Solomon who spent seven years building the temple.
献祭的祷告是谁做的？
Who made the prayer before the dedication?
从头到尾讲了这么多，都是所罗门所讲的。
It was Solomon who made the prayer.
但是到最后感动神的是谁？
But who was the one who moved the heart of God?
是当所罗门讲不下去的说，求你纪念我父大卫，神的荣光就显现了。
It was when Solomon asked God to remember the mercies of David.
所以这个建造圣殿的，在神眼里建造圣殿的荣的这个付出到底是谁？
That the glory came down. So who contributed the most to the dedication?
到底神纪念的是谁？
Who did God remember?
虽然所有的工作都是所罗门做的，
Although Solomon did all the work.
但是神所纪念的却是大卫。
God remembered David.
我们来看历代志上啊。
Let us turn to First Chronicles.
我们看历代志上的二十二章。
First Chronicles chapter 22.
历代志上二十二章的第四节。
First Chronicles chapter 22, verse 24.
第四节。
Verse 4.
大卫说：“我儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩，要为神建造的殿宇。”必须高大辉煌，使名誉荣耀传遍传遍万国，所以我要为这殿预备材料。于是大卫为死之前预备的材料甚多。我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节对所罗门说：“我儿啊，我心本想为主我的神的名建造殿宇。”我们再看第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节说：“我在困难之中为神的殿预备金子十万他连得，银子一百万他连得，铜和铁多的无法可称。我也预备了木头石头，你还可以增添。”这是为什么神的为什么献殿当中神所在意的是大卫。
This is why God was most concerned with David during the dedication.
因为在大卫的心中，他的神，他的荣耀要传遍万邦啊。
Because in David's heart, it was David's wish to proclaim the name of God.
他说：“我自己怎么样没有关系。”
He did not care much for himself.
但是我神的殿一定要高大辉煌。
But the temple of my God shall be great and glorious.
因为我的神的名太伟大了，一定要传遍万国才可以。
Because the name of my God must be exalted among nations.
很多人建造各样的很多人建造各样的建筑都是为了要荣耀自己的名。
Many in history built grand pieces of architecture for the glory of themselves.
要希望能够被后代的子孙所记得啊。
They hope to be remembered by their descendants.
你看到这个你就想到我，你看到那个你就知道我的伟大。
When you see this building, you shall remember my greatness.
所以很多人他们所在意的是自己的名声要被知道啊。
They hope that their names will be known.
但是在这里大卫不在乎自己的。
But David was not concerned with himself.
他说：“我的神太伟大了，他的殿一定要高大辉煌。”
My Lord is so great that his temple must be exceedingly magnificent.
他太荣耀了，他的名誉要传遍万国。
Because he is too glorious, his name shall be made famous.
那这个是大卫的心呐。
This is the heart of David.
大卫说：“我一心要为神建造圣殿，我就是想要为他建造圣殿。”
It was David's desire to build a temple for his God.
甚至他说：“我在极困难当中为神预备了很多材料。”
And with much difficulty, he prepared materials for the temple.
大卫跟所罗门的环境是不一样的。
David lived in a different background from the time of Solomon.
大卫是征战的君王。
David was a king, a warring king.
哦啊，所罗门是和平的君王。
And Solomon was the king of peace.
哦，所以在所罗门的年代非常富有啊，非常有钱。
Solomon was very wealthy.
但是大卫说我在极困难，他不是开玩笑的啊。
When David said in with much difficulty, he prepared the materials. He wasn't joking.
因为打仗是最花钱的。
Because it costs a lot.
你需要养军队。
War.
你需要养军队，你需要铸造武器。
You must provide for your soldiers and produce weapons.
哦，所以啊，大卫说我在极困难当中为神预备啊。
So David said in his difficulty, he prepared.These items.
甚至连铜跟铁都用上了。
He used copper and iron.
他说这些原本是可以拿去铸造武器，帮助他建立庞大的帝国啊。
These could have been used to create weapons.
但是他却在征战当中把这些重要的资源全部放在一边，为了我神殿的荣耀。
But during a time of war, he put aside these valuable resources for the glory of his God.
所以就是因为有这样子的心啊。
And because he had this heart.
一切都是我神的名，我神的殿，我神的荣耀。
And everything was about the glory and fame of his God.
在大卫的一生当中，他把神放得非常的重。
In his life, David made God a priority.
他只在意说神能不能得到荣耀，神的名能不能被高举。
He cared only about whether or not the name of his God would be exalted.
因为他把神放在第一位。
Because he made God the first priority.
所以神就把他放在第一位。
God made him the first priority.
因为神重视他，因为他重视神的荣耀。
Because he cared about the glory of God.
所以神就使他成为大有荣耀的人。
God gave him glory.
在他平生的年日。
In his life,
他说没有一个人能够在大卫面前站立得住啊。
There is not one man who would be able to stand before David.
在征战当中，他从来没有战败过。
He had never lost a war.
哦，在国际当中，成为当时赫赫有名的君王。
He was a king with many military accomplishments.
因为他把神一直放在他的心中。
Because he kept God in his heart.
所以神就高举使他大有荣耀。
God elevated him to unprecedented glory.
哦，所以我们今天要在神的殿中看到神荣耀的彰显。
Today in the temple we will see the manifestation of God's glory.
我们也一样需要许许多多的大卫在我们当中。
We also likewise need many people like David.
重视神的家。
Who are concerned with the house of God.
在乎神的事。
Who are concerned with God's matters.
努力高举神的荣耀。
Who exalt the name of God.
说当我们当中有许多的大卫。
When there are many people like David among us,
能够像他一样把神的事都放在第一位，
and who make God's matters a priority,
那你就自然一定会看到天火降下，荣光显现。
Naturally, you will see fire come down from heaven, and the glory of God fill this place.
哦，所以在这里我们看到神的殿充满了荣光。
Here we saw that the glory of God filled the temple.
因为他们会祷告。
Because they knew how to pray.
因为他们愿意献祭。
Because they were willing to offer sacrifices.
因为他们把神的事放在第一。
Because they made God's matters a priority.
所以当一个人重视神的家，
When a person holds God's matters in high regard,
神就会重视你的家。
Then God will put your family in high regard.
就像我们在看到哈该书里面在讲的啊。
As it records in the book of Haggai.
哈该书里面啊，神对以色列百姓说，
God told the Israelites.
他说你只在乎你的家。
You are only concerned with your own houses.
拼命工作赚钱买房子，哇，整修啊，这个整建。
You continue to work hard so that you can renovate and remodel.
但是神说我的殿荒凉啊。
But my temple, my house lies in ruins.
你们只在乎自己的家，从来没有照顾我的圣殿。
You are only concerned with your house, and you do not care about my temple.
你们过得很舒适，结果让我的殿荒凉，一无所有。
You live comfortable lives, yet my temple is laid desolate.
所以神说，我不高兴啊。
So God said, I am displeased.
他说，你们努力工作，我却不祝福。
You work hard, but I do not bless you.
你们辛苦耕种，我使天不下雨。
You labor diligently, but I withhold the rain from heaven.
你们收获很多，我把它吹走。
Although you reap much harvest, I will cause it to be blown away.
你赚到大钱，我让你口袋破洞。
You earn a lot of money, but I will cause your pockets to have holes.
所以当我们今天生命当中不在乎信仰，不在乎教会，也不在乎圣工。
If in our lives we are not concerned with our faith, our prayer, our faith or our church.
当神把他的保护移掉。
When God takes away his protective shield.
当神不再伸手祝福。
When God no longer extends his hand to bless you.
我们会突然发现说我们做了很多得到的却很少。
We will realize that we have labored much but gained little.
所以今天要得到圣，今天要得着荣耀。
Today, in order to receive glory,
就要从我们自己开始。
We must begin from ourselves.
所以当我们回转，
When we return,
能够在乎重视神的殿，
When we are concerned with God's temple,
神就回转，
Then God will turn back,
伸手祝福恩待你的家，
He will extend his hand and bless your house.
我们看回来历代志下的第七章，
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7,
第二节，
verse 2.
历代志下的第七章的第二节
2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 2
这里讲说因神的荣光充满了神殿所以祭司不能进殿第三节
verse 3
那火降下神的荣光在殿上的时候以色列人看见就俯伏叩拜称谢神在这里我们看到当火降下来了
We see that after the fire came down,
火降下来，荣耀显现，神的能力出现，圣工发展。
When the glory of God appeared in the temple and the holy work was prospered,
当你跟我大喊哈利路亚，感谢赞美神，神的能力在我们当中显扬了。
When we cry out together, Hallelujah for the Lord, for the work of the Lord has been manifested.
但是在这里却给我们一些警告哦。
There are some warnings that we must take.
我们如果不小心啊。
If we are not careful,
我们可能在神的荣光当中失败。
We may become failures within the glory of God.
我们如果不谨慎，
If we are not vigilant,
我们可以在神的恩典当中离神越来越远。
We may fall away from God in His blessing.
所以今天当神的荣耀显现了，
Today when the glory of God is manifested,
我们看到神在动工，神在帮助，圣工发展。
We see that God is working and the holy work is prospering.
在这里第一个提醒你跟我的。
The first reminder for you and me.
第二节说，神的荣光出现，祭司不能进殿啊。
Is in verse 2, the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because of the glory.
谁是祭司？
Who are priests?
今天你跟我都是神家的祭司。
You and I are priests in the house of God.
祭司的身份，祭司的工作本来在圣殿里面啊。
The role of the priest is within the temple.
但是在这里说，当荣光显现的时候，祭司不能进殿。
But when the glory of God manifested, the priest cannot enter.
请问这个时候你祭司要进殿干什么？
At this time, why would a priest want to enter the temple?
神的荣耀充满了圣殿，你要进去干什么？
The glory of God filled the temple, and why are you going in?
你想做什么？你要得到什么
？Why are you going in, and what do you wish to gain?
有时候啊，人啊，喜欢去蹭啊，喜欢去蹭一下神的荣光啊。
Sometimes men wish to, take part in the glory of God.
哇，就是啊，沾一下，哇，你看我也有荣光在我身上啊。
And to, figuratively dip ourselves within the glory of God.
哦，所以啊，当以色列人俯伏的时候啊，拜神啊，顺便谢谢我啊，顺便帮我拜一下啊。
And we tell ourselves that when God's glory is manifested, you can also thank me on the side.
其实这是一个危机。
And this is actually a crisis.
尤其是教会发展，圣工兴旺的时候，这是一个大危机啊。
Especially during a time when holy work is prosperous.
因为人啊，有时候多多少少都喜欢被人家高举，被人家称赞，被人家鼓掌啊。
For more or less, men wish to be applauded by others.
所以啊，不小心就去抢夺神的荣耀，想要去沾一下这个荣光啊。
And without being completely conscious of it, we wish to take away some of God's glory.
所以在这里告诉我们啊，神的荣光显现了，祭司不能进殿啊。
When the glory of God was manifested here, the priest could not enter the temple.
因为荣光从来不是你跟我的。
Because glory does not belong to you or me.
因为荣耀是属于天上的神。
Because glory belongs to God of heaven.
但是有时候啊，我们虽然啊，嘴巴里讲啊，赞美主，感谢主。
We might often say with our mouths, oh, praise God and thank God.
但是不小心啊，其实心中说，你看啊，其实没有我，你们要怎么办呢？
But we may accidentally believe that without us, people will not be able to do this.
你看，我一讲到信徒就感动。
Look at me, when I sermonize, the people are moved.
你看啊，我一按手就有人得圣灵。
Look at me, when I lay hands, people receive the Holy Spirit.
你看我来到教会，教会就兴旺发展。
When I come to this church, the church becomes prosperous.
有时候我们不小心啊，就想要进神的殿。沾一沾这个荣光啊。
And without being conscious of it, we may wish to enter the temple of God and take part of God's glory.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
十二节。
Verse 12.
以赛亚书的十四章的十二节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？第十三节。
13.
你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。十四节。
14.
我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。十五。
15.
然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处啊。在这里啊，圣经是给我们一个警告哦。
This records, and the Bible records a reminder for us.
你看在这里讲说啊，明明你是天上的星辰。
He records a son of the morning.
但是为什么最后坠落到地成为尘埃呢？
But he fell to the ground.
为什么？
Why?
在这里一直讲说，我要，我要，我要，我要啊。
He records, I will, I will, I will.
在短短的两节里面，五次讲到我，我，我，我，我。
In these two brief verses, it records five times, I will.
到最后说，我要跟至高者同等啊。
He said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
因此就被打落，从天上打下来。
I will be like the Most High, and therefore he was cast down from heaven.
所以我们怎么样知道自己有没有想要去沾一下这个荣光？
How do we know if we have this desire to take some of God's glory?
我们怎么知道我们有没有想要将荣耀归于自己呢？
How do we know if sometimes we wish that the glory falls on us?
就是我们常常口里心里都是我我我啊。
We will know if we often say, I will.
别人讲到什么，他说对，我当时就在那里，因为我在那里，所以感谢主，圣工发展啊。
When others mention a holy work, you would say, I was there, and therefore the holy work prospered.
所以都不知道到底是我在那里比较重要，还是感谢主比较重要啊。
And they lose the discernment of which one is more important, I was there or God was there.
所以虽然嘴巴没有讲出来，
although we do not say it with our mouths.
但是如果心中有很多的我我我啊。
But if we are self-centered in our hearts.
这是我做的。
This is what I have done.
因为我在这里。
Because I was there.
因为有我神才同在。
Because I am there, therefore God abided.
这个叫做抢夺神的荣耀啊。
This is stealing God's glory.
所以在这里告诉我们说，当神的荣耀在他的殿中显现。
When the glory of God was manifested in his temple,
当神的作为显明，我们看到神要引领我们的方向。
When the works of God was made known and his direction, our direction was made known to us,
这时候我们不要想尽办法要进殿，要去沾那个荣光啊。
We should not think of any way in which we should enter the temple and take God's glory.
在这里讲说，当神的荣光显现。
When the glory of God was manifested,
他说以色列众人就俯伏叩拜啊。
The children of Israel prostrated themselves and worshipped.
那这个是当荣光显现的第二个要求。
This is the second prerequisite to the manifestation of God's glory.
他说当神的荣光显现。
When the glory of God appeared.
第一个你要记住不是你啊不是我不是你哦。
We must remember that it is not because of you or me.
不是因为有我不是因为有你而是神的旨意要显明。
It is not because of you or because of me, but rather because the glory of God will be fulfilled.
哦，所以不要把自己马上抬高哦。
Let us not elevate ourselves.
因为抬得很高就会摔得很惨。
Because if we elevate ourselves too high, we will suffer a very heavy fall.
啊，但是我们如果像早上所说，像那个施洗约翰一样啊。
But as mentioned in the morning, if we are like John the Baptist.
啊，你就消失了，功成身退啊，工作完成就消失了。
If after holy work you disappear,
啊，然后呢，不被人所纪念。
And if you are not remembered by men,
啊，但是在神眼中你是最有价值的工人。
In the eyes of God, you are the most valuable worker.
哦，所以第一啊，不要进殿啊。
First, we shall not enter the house of God.
那第二个要求叫我们要俯伏跪拜。
The second requirement is that we must bow our faces and worship.
为什么在这里要特别谈到在神面前俯伏跪拜呢？
Why does it mention that the Israelites bow their faces to the ground?
我们来看路加福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音的第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音一章的第三十八节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 38.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离开他去了。我们再看第四十六节。
Let's turn to verse 46.
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为有福。”在这里是天使来告诉玛利亚。
Here the angel told Mary.
他告诉玛利亚说：“你将会圣灵怀孕，要生下救主。”
The angel told Mary that she will conceive from the Holy Spirit.
我们可能觉得说，这个是以色列人世代所盼望的，不是吗？
Is this not what was hoped for generations of Israelites?
因为对以色列人来讲啊，能够生下弥赛亚是他们所等待的，是他们在等待的。
They are all waiting for a Messiah to be born.
哦，所以在旧约当中啊，以色列人如果妇人不能生孩子，对他们来讲是件很伤心的事，因为不会生孩子，表示绝对不可能成为救主的母亲啊。
In the Old Testament, when a woman could not bear children, it was very sorrowful for them because it meant that they had no chance of bearing the Messiah.
啊，但是在他们这么千年来的观念里面哦。
But in this concept that lasted for 1,000 years,
他们从来没有想到，居然是圣灵怀孕、未婚生子的事情啊。
They could not conceive that it was the Holy Spirit who allowed a virgin to conceive.
所以呢，当天使来跟玛利亚说啊。
So when an angel told Mary,
他说玛利亚很惊慌啊，很惊慌啊。
Mary was astonished.
说怎么会有这样的事情呢？
Such things are impossible.
因为在当时代，这种事情是不得了的啊。
And this is unfathomable.
哦，在别人不知道发生什么事啊。
Because others do not know what had happened.
没有人知道你是圣灵怀孕。
No one knows that you are conceiving from the Holy Spirit.
你要受到多少人的指指点点？
You will suffer rebuke from others.
哦，多少人在背后要谈论你的是非
？Others will gossip about you behind your back.
甚至连你自己的未婚夫。
Your own fiance
约瑟啊，是个义人呢，都想要把他离掉啊。
Joseph, who was a righteous man, wanted to quietly put her off.
因为在当时，这是没有办法想象，而且没有办法被接受的。
This was unacceptable at the time.
所以当天使告诉玛利亚这件事情啊
，So when the angel told Mary,
你们不要，我们不要以为啊，玛利亚很高兴啊，中奖啦，就是我，不是啊。
Not think that Mary believed she was very fortunate.
玛利亚惊慌啊。
Mary was terrified.
因为玛利亚已经马上想到以后她要接下来这些年她所要去面对的，面对别人的这种各种的话语啊。
She had when Mary heard this, Mary was already thinking about what types of conversation she would have to face.
啊，但是当天使说就是这样。
But the angel said it will be so.
玛利亚说。我是主的使女。
Mary said, I am the Lord's maidservant.
说情愿按照你的话来做啊。
Let it be to me according to your word.
她没有跟神讨价还价。
Mary did not negotiate with God.
也没有跟神说你换个方法吧，这个方法很糟耶。
And Mary did not say, this method is not good.
她说既然如此啊。
Instead, Mary said, if it is so.
说我是你的婢女，就按照你的旨意让它实现吧。
I am your maidservant, therefore let it be to me according to your word.
哦，所以啊，今天我们在神的面前啊。
Today, when we are before God.
想要看荣耀得能力。
When we wish to see God's glory and obtain His power.
在这里说以色列人就在神面前俯伏敬拜啊。
The Israelites bowed their faces to the ground and worshipped.
什么叫俯伏敬拜？
What does it mean to prostrate oneself?
俯伏敬拜叫做顺服。
It is submission.
即使这个方法不是你所喜欢的。
It is submission, although you may not like the method.
俯伏敬拜叫做接受。
To prostrate oneself is acceptance.
接受神所预备的一切啊。
It is accepting what God has prepared.
哦，所以我们今天啊，当教会的圣工在发展。
Today, as the work of the church is making progress.
你跟我都需要俯伏啊。
You and I must prostrate ourselves.
而不是啊，站得高高说，可是我不喜欢这样，这个方法我不要。
We should not lift up our heads high and say, I do not like this method or that one.
有时候我们都会看到一些怪人啊，怪人真的是怪人啊。
And we see some strange people.
哦，就是很喜欢反对，而且为反对而反对哦。
We see strange people that like to disagree for the sake of disagreeing.
我不管你们讲什么。
I do not care about what you are saying.
你们大家都赞成，我就是要反对，要不然怎么看得出我很高干呢？怎么看得出我很厉害呢？
Although everyone agrees, I wish to disagree because otherwise, how can you tell that I am that great?
你看，大家都在看我哦，大家都看我，因为只有我的意见跟大家不一样啊。
Everyone's looking at me because only my opinion differs.
他说啊，有时候啊，我们啊，只是为了反对而反对。你问他反对什么，不知道，我就是跟你要不一样。
When you ask them why do you disagree, they cannot say anything because they are disagreeing for the sake of disagreeing.
我们有时候啊，不要这样啊，因为这样的人要受更重的审判啊。
We should not be like this because such men will receive greater judgment.
我们不是说不能有不一样的意见，不是。
I'm not saying that you cannot have a different opinion.
你如果非常清楚自己在讲什么。
If you are very conscious of what you are saying.
而且你也是存着公心，你也是真正研究过之后，你是有顾虑的，感谢主，那很好，表示你用心。
If you have disagreed out of concern and because you have considered,
这种没有关系，这个没有关系。
This is fine.
但是当神的旨意已经选明了。
But when the will of God has been revealed.
当众人以为美的事情。
Something that is considered beautiful by others.
你跟我都要俯伏在地才可以啊。
You and I must bow our heads to the ground.
我们有时候啊，很在意啊，很在意自己的意见。
Many times we're concerned with our own opinions.
哦，所以我们会提出一些意见啊，在教会里面有些不同的想法。
We may share our thoughts and our opinions.
这个都没有关系。
And that is all okay.
有想法表示你在乎。
If you have thoughts, it means that you care.
有意见表示你关心。
If you have opinions, it shows that you care.
但是最怕的是什么啊？
But what are we most afraid of?
最怕的就是啊，这个意见当中你非常的坚持啊。
We're most concerned with the ones who are insistent upon their opinions.
我不能输哦。
We should be concerned when we cannot lose.
如果我的意见过了，我赢了吧。
If our opinion comes to pass, then we consider that we have won.
如果没有过，我怎么可以输呢？想办法翻盘啊。
If our opinions are not taken, then we become angered.
我们有时候啊，常常把自己的很多情绪都带到里面去了。
We bring our emotions in with us.
但是这里讲说是全部俯伏啊，全部俯伏啊。
But the Bible records that they all fell on the ground.
因为对他们来讲，没有谁赢了谁输了这件事情啊。
Because according to them, there's no such thing as winning or losing.
你的意见，我的意见，他的想法都没有关系的。
All It is fine for everyone to have their own thoughts.
只要跪下来祷告求神引领神的荣光显现，我们都赢了，不是吗？
As long as we kneel down and pray together, and as long as the glory of God is manifested, we have all won.
啊，但是当你的意见没有通过，你情绪很，你有很强烈的情绪反应。
But if your suggestion was not passed and you have very strong emotions,
甚至消极抵抗 ，Fine， 你们过了，你们去做，我就不做。
And you are passive aggressive.
所以如果我们当我们把这种个人的情绪带进去了
，If we bring in our own emotions，
就是没有办法俯伏在神的面前啊。
Then we are unable to prostrate ourselves before God.
因为你所提的意见不是为了教会好，是为了你自己要有面子。
Because your opinion is not for the good of the church, but for yourself.
如果你真的是为了神的家，为了神的，为了神的，神的教会。
If you are really concerned with God's house,
你的意见没有通过，表示有比你更好的意见出现啊，那你要感谢神啊。
Then you would give thanks to God if your opinion was not accepted because there was a better one.
不是这个样子吗？
Isn't this what you should do?
那是为什么我们放不下？
Then why are you unable to let go?
为什么我们很生气？
Why are you angry?
为什么我们还要吵？
Why are we fighting?
为什么我们都 take it personal? 你都好像是我们个人的恩怨。
Why are we taking things personally?
因为没有办法俯伏在底啊。
Because we are unable to prostrate ourselves.
所以教会当中没有谁赢了谁输了。
In the church, there's no such thing as winning or losing.
就算你提了一个意见出来。
Although you proposed your opinion,
但是祷告之后投票没有通过。
And after prayer and voting, your opinion was not passed.
可是你很高兴，因为你知道有更好的意见出现了。
You should be happy because a better proposal was accepted.
我告诉你，你也是赢家，你赢了。
Let me tell you, at this time, you are also a winner.
所以在教会当中处理事情啊。
In the church, when we are taking care of the matters of God.
不要总是用世界人的方法在做事哦。
We should not do things according to the ways of men.
教会里面没有谁赢了谁输了。
For there's no such thing as winning or losing in the church.
只有大家都赢了或大家都输了。
Everyone collectively wins or everyone collectively loses.
你争你吵。
If you dispute.
就算你最后通过了。
And you contend, and in the end, your proposal is passed.
一样，大家都输了。
Likewise, everyone has lost.
教会失去和谐。
Because harmony is lost.
同龄当中失去了一家的这种和气。
And we lose the spirit of being one family.
你不理我，我不跟你讲话。
You ignore me, and I give you the cold shoulder.
你说谁赢了
？Who has won?
没有人赢啊。
No one.
所以在这里提醒我们啊。
So we are reminded here.
说我们到最后要全部俯伏。
In the end, we must all prostrate ourselves.
但是俯伏不是俯伏在你的意见或我的想法之下。
We are not to prostrate ourselves before your thoughts or my opinions.
而是俯伏在神的荣光面前。
Rather, we must prostrate ourselves before the glory of God.
最后赢的不是你的想法或我的意见。
It is not your opinion or mine that wins.
而是神的旨意显明，我们都赢了。
Rather, when the will of God is fulfilled, we all win.
那最后在这里提醒我们啊。
In the end, we are reminded.
他在这里说，众人俯伏，然后称谢神。
All men bow their faces to the ground and praise God.
他说，神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
当神的作为显现，荣光充满了神的殿啊。
When the works of God are made known and his glory fills the temple.
当神的恩典临到你的身上，解决了你许多的问题。
When the grace of God falls on your lives and solves your problems.
不要忘记感谢。
Let us not forget to give thanks.
人非常的健忘。
Men are forgetful.
你啊，那个好事一下就忘记了啊。
We often forget the good that happens.
可是啊，坏事啊，都不会忘记哦。
But we never forget the bad things that happen.
就 selective memory 哦，选择性记忆啊。
And we have selective memory.
啊，有时候我们在处理那个夫妻当中的婚姻问题啊。
When we are taking care of marital issues.
啊，然后一人坐一边，分开坐哦。
We ask the couple to sit apart.
一人一张纸。
And they each are given a sheet of paper.
你们结婚这么多年了啊。
You have been married for many years.
请你写下对方做的一些让你感动的事情。
Please write down all the things your spouse has done for you that has touched your heart.
没有，哪有什么感动的。
And they reply, nothing, I have not been touched.
然后就空着一张空空的纸，然后什么都不写啊。没有，没有什么事情，什么都没有。
They turn in a blank sheet of paper.
啊，但是如果说啊，对方有什么啊，让你生气啊，让你受不了的。
And if then we were to ask them to write down everything that your spouse does, which you cannot stand.
他说传道啊，正翻两页不够，再给我一张纸。
They might ask for another sheet of paper because they have covered both sides.
人就是这样啊。
This is how men are like.
啊，常常别人对你的恩情忘得很快。
We often forget the good things that other people do unto us.
但是一点小小的冲突却长时间的难以忘怀。
But we often never forget some small disputes that we may have.
神在我们生命当中恩典也很多。
God has given us much grace.
但是你还记得多少？
But how much do you remember?
有时候啊，过去的事情啊，当时感动一下，当时感谢一下，过了一阵子就通通忘光光了。
Sometimes at the time we receive the blessing, we give thanks and we are touched, but soon after we forget.
哦，所以一个不懂得感谢的人，
one who does not know how to give thanks,
要常常得恩典很困难啊。
It is difficult for such a person to receive blessing.
在这里讲说，神的荣光显现在你的生命当中。
When the glory of God is manifested in your life.
神的作为帮助你解决了你的困难。
God works so that your problem was solved.
说不要只是感动而已啊。
Do not only stay there being touched.
要常常纪念主耶稣的恩典。
We must often remember and recall the grace of God.
所以当你常常称谢神。
When you often give thanks and praise God,
你在生活当中就会体验到更多神的恩典。
You experience God's grace more and more.
啊，但是一个人如果只会抱怨啊，
But if a man knows only to complain,
像以色列人在旷野，
Just like the Israelites in the wilderness.
其实以色列人在旷野，神对他们非常的失望。
God was very disappointed in the Israelites.
而且对他们非常的生气啊。
And he was very angry at them.
到最后神说啊，以色列人这是在旷野，这些人都是我心中厌弃的百姓啊。
And these, God said he abhors the people, the Israelites that are in the desert.
为什么？
Why is this?
一个原因，不懂得感恩。
And the reason is one, that is because they do not know how to give thanks.
神拯救他们。
God delivered them.
神带领他们离开埃及。
He saved them and took them out of Egypt.
使他们不再做奴隶。
So that they were no longer slaves.
一开始很高兴，一开始很感谢，一开始很激动。
In the beginning, they were very excited and very thankful.
但是到旷野不久之后，通通忘光光。
But not long after, when they entered the wilderness, they forgot it all.
甚至还说啊，有神吗？神在哪里？神在哪里？
They even questioned, saying,Is there God?
啊，真的啊，当他们遇到困难的时候，他们曾经讲这句话说，有神吗？神在哪里？
When they encountered difficulties, they really did ask, Is there God?
神那时候真的想要把他们全部抛掉啊。
At that time, God wanted to forsake them all.
啊，是还好有摩西在当中替他们祷告哦。
But fortunately, Moses interceded for them.
你就可以知道说，他们的这种行为让神有多么的愤怒啊。
And from here, you see what type of behavior angered God.
但是有多少时候，你跟我就像他们一样的忘记了神的恩典。
Countless times, you and I have forgotten the grace of God just like them.
没有良心是得不到神的喜悦的。
If we do not have a conscience, we will not receive the grace of God.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，你俯伏在地顺服神。
Here tells us that we must bow our faces to the ground and worship.
你纪念他的恩典，常常称颂他。
You remember his grace and praise him.
说这个荣光就要藏在你的生命当中。
Then the glory of God will abide with your life always.
你生命的患难，天火就要替你解决。
And the fire of heaven will take care of the trials for you.
哦，所以这是一段给我们大家做一个提醒跟警告。
This is a reminder for you and me.
你跟我就是神的殿。
You and I are temples of God.
我们在这里一群，这里也是神的殿。
This congregation is the church of God.
也愿神的荣耀荣光时常充满这个圣殿。
May the glory of God fill this temple often.
愿神的能力藏在我们的生活当中。
May his power always abide in our lives.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn
201首
201.